Today's daf is Menachos Daf Dalet. We are holding on Daf Gimel Amud Beis. We're a couple of lines from the bottom of the page in Daf Gimel Amud Beis. We're about four lines before the end of the page. Just to, again, review what we're up to, because so far the entire Masechta, the first two Dapim, are one basic sugya. The Mishnah at 7, Daf Beis Amud Aleph, that any time you bring a Mincha, Shelo Lishma, with two exceptions, and we're going to discuss the exceptions today, of Minchas Chote, Minchas Knaos, typically, anytime you bring a mincha, shelo lishma, the carbon is kosher, it's just not olo lebailim l'shem chova. The Gemara in Beis and Beis asked the stira that Rabbi Shimon is soser himself. Rabbi Shimon, on the one hand, in a brisa seems to go against the Mishnah, where he says it's even olo lebailim l'shem chova when you bring a mincha, shelo lishma. But in another brisa, he seemed to say, like the Mishnah, that it's not olo lebailim l'shem chova when you bring a mincha, shelo lishma. So we asked the stira and Rabbi Shimon. The Gemara pointed out that depending on how you answer that stira and Rabbi Shimon, you might be able to say that Rabbi Shimon even agrees with our Mishnah. If you answer the Stira and Rabbi Shimon like the third approach, which is the approach of Rav Ashi, then Rabbi Shimon could also be going like our Mishnah. But if you answer like the first two approaches, which are the Shitos of Rabba and Rava, then Rabbi Shimon could not possibly be going like our Mishnah. Our Mishnah would be against Rabbi Shimon. What were those three approaches? So Rabba appeared on Daf Beis Amud Beis about two-thirds of the way down, where Rabba said, Kan b'shinoi kodesh, kan b'shinoi bailim. Then it makes a difference in what way you did shelo lishma. If you did shelo lishma, you bring a minchas machvas l'shem minchas marcheshes, or vice versa. So then it's going to even be olo lebailim l'shem chava, because your statement of shelo lishma is so obviously wrong that anyone would realize that it's irrelevant, that it's totally invalid, that your statement is invalid, and therefore it still counts as the mincha that it was meant to be, even though you said to the contrary. Whereas if you do a shinoi bailim l'shem Reuven when it's supposed to be l'shem Shimon, or vice versa, so then it's going to not be olo lebailim l'shem chava. That was Rabba's answer. The Gemara spent a good deal of time discussing Rabba's answer, and then on the top of Gimel Amud Beis, we suggested Rava's answer. Rava had said, lo kasha kan bekometz mincha l'shem mincha, kan bekometz mincha l'shem zevach. When you do the kemitza of the mincha l'shem another carbon mincha, so that's not so far off. That's pretty good. And therefore, it's even olo lebailim l'shem chava. But if you are a kometz mincha l'shem zevach, that's so far off, that's not going to be olo lebailim l'shem. But it wasn't a svara, it was a pasuk. He had a pasuk, Zos Taras HaMincha, that all Karbanos Mincha are in the same boat, they're all in the same category, and therefore if you bring a Minchas Machvas L'Shem Archeshes, or vice versa, that's going to be even Olo L'Bailim L'Shem Chava. And then the third approach was Rav Ashi, where Rav Ashi said it depends. Do you do the Kemitza of the Minchas Machvas L'Shem Marcheshes, or L'Shem Minchas Marcheshes? If you do it L'Shem Marcheshes, well, that's a meaningless statement, because there's no such thing as a carbon called a Marcheshes. Marcheshes is a type of pan. That's like saying, I'm bringing a carbon mincha L'Shem table. A table is just a household a kli. It's not anything. It doesn't mean anything. Whereas if you say L'Shem Minchas Marcheshes, then it's not going to be Olo Lebailim L'Shem Chava, because that is the kind of Shelo Lishma that can affect the carbon in a negative way. So the last thing we read yesterday was why each of the opinions is rejected by the other two Chaverim, right? Why Rabba, Rava, and Rav Ashi, respectively, are rejected by the other two. Why each one doesn't like the other one. So we said Rabba was rejected because the other Amoraim, Rava and Rav Ashi, thought it's counterintuitive to say that the worse your Shalol Lishma is, the more off-base your Shalol Lishma is, the better chance it has of being Olo Lebailim L'Shem Chava, of working for the Bailim. They said, well, why should that be? That sounds very backwards. Of course, Rabba explained it. He said, because it's so obviously wrong that it's not going to even be paid any attention to. But still, that's why they don't like Rabba. They didn't like Rava's approach, because they don't agree with his drasha, that all menachos are in the same category. Zos Taras HaMincha, that all menachos are automatically in the same category, and that when you bring one L'Shem the other, that it's going to be Olo Lebailim L'Shem Chava. And they don't like Rav Ashi's approach, because of a kasha that one of the Amoraim asked on Rav Ashi, that what about a case where you bring a dry mincha l'shem belula, l'shem a mincha that's supposed to be balul? That in that case there's no kli in the picture, so l'chora l'shem bila it shouldn't be good, because you should say that that's considered a viable statement, and therefore a viable shalol lishma statement, and it shouldn't be good. So that's why they, and yet we know that it is. So that's the kasha they have on Rav Ashi. So now says the Gemara, four lines from the bottom. Milsa de pshit le Rabba lahaygisa, le Rava lahaygisa. That which was obvious to Rabba on one side and Rava on the other side, namely that according to Rabba a machshava that is that's eino gluya, as Rashi says, that is not obvious. That is pasul the lo hagluya, but not a machshava that is obvious. And Rava, who said on the other side, the machshava agluya kolshke de pasla, that some a machshava that's obviously wrong is all the more going to be pasul. So that issue of whether a machshava that is obviously wrong, whether that is going to be more or less of a psul, mi bayle Rav Hoshia, is actually a shaila that was raised by Rav Hoshia as follows: the by Rav Hoshia varmila by Rav Hoshia mervasi mincha l'shum zevach. Maliyam Rabbi Shimon. What would Rabbi Shimon say if you bring a mincha and you say that you're bringing it l'shem zevach? So what would Rabbi Shimon say? Do we say time to Rabbi Shimon mishum machshava de minkara lo pasla, that the reason that Rabbi Shimon says that that a kar mincha shalo l'shema, let's say machvas l'shem archeshes, is not going to be pasul, because when it's something that's so obviously wrong, it's not going to be pasul. So v'hamachshava de minkara hu, when you bring a mincha l'shem zevach. Excuse me, when you bring a mincha l'shem zevach, it's also obviously wrong, it's also obviously problematic, and therefore it shouldn't be a problem, ironically, because it's obviously so off base. Oh, Dilmer, do you say no? Taimid Rabbi Shimon, Mishum Dechziv, Zos Taras HaMincha. Meaning, the first side is like Rabba, or maybe, no, maybe you should say that the reason Rabbi Shimon is because it says Vizos Taras, because it doesn't say Vizos Taras HaMincha Vazevach, Loksiv. It only says Zos Taras HaMincha, which means that all Menachos are in the same category, like Rabba suggested. It never says Zos Taras HaMincha V'Zevach, to put all Zvachim in the same category as well, and therefore a Mincha L'Shem Zevach is not going to be Ola L'Bailim L'Shem Chova. So that is the Shaila that Rav Hoshia asked. So Amalei Klumi Ganel Sof Daitel Shal Rabbi Shimon. So they responded, what, do we really know Rabbi Shimon's Shita? Do we understand fully Rabbi Shimon's Shita? There are different approaches. Rabbah had one approach, Rava had another approach, and the other two Amoraim rejected each of their approaches. Karaba lo mishani lei mishum kushya da abaye. We already pointed out that they didn't want to say like Rabbah, that both Rava and Rav Ashi didn't want to say like Rabbah because they had a problem with the question that Abaye asked, namely that it's counterintuitive, that something that's going to be more of a bad machshava, something that's more off base, is going to make it better and give the mincha a better chance of being all little by l'shem chova. And karavalam ishani lemishum koshy v'zos taras achatos. And they didn't want to say like Rava because they didn't hold of his drasha of zos taras achatos. Kravashi lo mishani lemishum koshy d'ravacha b'red Rava. And they didn't want to say like Ravashi because of the kasha about this situation of l'shem bila, of bringing a chareva mishum belula. So either way, we don't really have a full understanding of Rav Shimon. So Rav Hoshia raised the question, great, but we don't have any answer, because we don't really know what Rabbi Shimon holds. Okay, that closes off that sugya. So basically, that was all the Rabbi Shimon sugya. What does Rabbi Shimon in fact hold? Can Rabbi Shimon fit with our Mishnah? Is there any chance Rabbi Shimon can fit with our Mishnah? So that's where we finally conclude that sugya, where we have the three approaches. We're not sure there are problems with each approach. We're not sure which one to accept. Now we move on to the next line of the Mishnah. Chutz b'minchas chote, minchas kana'os. The Mishnah had said that there are two karbonos mincha, that if you bring it shalol l'shma, not only is it not olal v'al l'shem chova, it's not even a kasher karbon. This, of course, parallels the first Mishnah Maseches Zvachim, where the first Mishnah Maseches Zvachim also tells us that Zvachim that are shalol l'shma are ksherim, but they're not olal v'al l'shem chova, with two exceptions. And we're going to get to that Mishnah in a couple of moments. So let's see what the Gemara has said. Bishlam, so what were the two exceptions over here? A minchas chote and a minchas knaos. So by the sota. So bishlam a minchas chote. I understand very well why a minchas chote is going to be not even a kasher karban, because chatos kariyah rachmana. The Torah, after all, calls it a karban chatos. Where does the Torah call it a karban chatos? Lo yasum ala shemen v'itin ala levona. Ki chatos hi, says it explicitly. Don't put shemen or levona on it because
it is a chatas. So that's a minchas chote. Since it calls it a chatas, so maybe it should have the same din as a chatas. What's the din of a chatas? Well, that's the first Mishnah in Zvachim, when the Mishnah says that karbanos in general that are brought shelo lishma are kosher, but a chatos brought shelo lishma is not kosher. Good, so minchas chote is treated like a chatos, and therefore brought shelo lishma, it's not going to be kosher. Fine. Ela minchas knaos minalan, but how do I know that minchas knaos that are brought shelo lishma are not going to be kosher? So the tani tana kamed Rav Nachman, minchas knaos mosara nedava. The halacha is that the mosar of a minchas knaos is brought as a nedava. Meaning, what is the mosar? What does mosar mean? So Rashi explains, if a person is mafrish money, he sets aside money for the minchas sota, and he sets aside more money than he needs, because the sota, as we said, is the one, the minchas knaos is the one exception. All other karbanos mincha are brought with chitim. They're always made out of wheat. The minchas knaos is sa'orim, is barley, which is cheaper. So he maybe set aside a little too much money, and he's got extra money left over after he buys the karban. So that extra money goes l'nedava, meaning they put it in one of the 13 shofaros. This is a mishnah in the second parak of Maseches Shkalim, where it describes the various shofaros, the various tzedakah boxes, I guess you would say, that they had in the Beis HaMikdash, and they would put money in there, and whenever the Mizbeach was empty, whenever the Mizbeach was batel, they would buy different karbanos olah, olas nedava, from the money that was left over in there. And the hides of the animals would go to the Kohanim, and that's what we call a nidvas tzibur. So anyway, so minchas knaos, whatever is left over goes for nedava. So Amr Leish Shapir Ka'amrit. So he says. So he says, very good. That is it good what you're saying? Maskeras avon ksivba ubechatas ksiv va'osan asan lachem laseis esavon ha'eda. So we say, you mean you're saying what you're saying is very good. The fact that it's mosara nedava, because the pasuk says that it's maskeras avon by the minchas knaos. And yet by Chatos it says, Vosana Sandacham Lases es Avon Ha'eda. So if we could link the Chatos to the Minchas Knaos, it's as follows. Ma Chatos Mosara Nedava, just like a carbon Chatos, the leftover funds, the Mosar is given for Olas Nedava. So Af Minchas Knaos Mosara Nedava. So it makes sense that the Minchas Knaos, also the leftover funds, is going to be used for a nedava. But if you take that comparison a step further, we're going to see where we get our din. What are we looking for? We're looking for the din that minchas kanaos that are brought shelo lishma are totally invalid. So we say, look, there's a link between the minchas kanaos and a chatas. And just like that link teaches me that a mosar, the mosar of a chatas is bab in nedava, and therefore the mosar of a minchas kanaos is bab in nedava, it also teaches me another link between chatos and minchas knaos. That's important to us, and that is ukechatos. Ma chatos psula shelo lishma, af minchas knaos psula shelo lishma. Just like a chatos is possible if it's shelo lishma, so to minchas knaos is possible shelo lishma. So far, what have we done? We wanted to know why the minchas chote and the minchas knaos are possible in the shelo lishma. We said minchas chote, the Torah calls it a chatos, so it's obvious that it should be treated like a chatos, which is possible shelo lishma. Minchas knaos, while it's not called a chatos in the Torah, we have a limud avon to chatos that links minchas knaos with chatos. Mimela, it should be treated like a chatas, and therefore puzzle if brought shelo lishma. So if the Gemara would stop right here, we'd be very good, everything would work out great. So let's just pause for a moment over here. The Gemara said, we understand very well, minchas chote is chatas kariya rachmana. The Torah calls it a chatas, and that's why if it's shelo lishma, it's puzzle. So Tosos on the top just points out that it would turn out that anything that's called a chatas in the Torah would have a din that if it's brought shelo lishma, would be possible, because the Gemara just takes that very matter-of-factly, that if it's something that's brought that the minchas chote is called the chatos, and that's enough to say that if it's brought shelo lishma, it's going to be possible. If that's true, Tosos points out, you don't need any special limud about the chatos of Shmias Kol when it's brought shelo lishma to tell me that it's possible. Without any special limud, we would already know, since it's called chatos, that would be good enough. Tosos points out that's a little troubling, because the Gemara looks for a special limud to tell me that a chatos shelo lishma is possible, but l'chora you wouldn't need any such limud. So Shittim Kibetzes points out that, no, maybe maybe there's a difference between a minchas chote being called a chatas and an actual carbon chatas being called the chatas. Shidim Gretzis points out in the Hosafas at the end, in Os Gimel over here, Zayin Bashmatos, Sofa Mesechas, so he gives several explanations in the Hashmatos over there. It's a long piece, but in the first of his many explanations, he points out that a carbon that's called a chatas, you need a lima to tell me that Machshava Shalol Lishma is going to pasul, and that's why the Gemara in Zvachim looks for a limud of a psul Shalol Lishma by a chatas of Shmiyas Kal. But a minchas chote, which be'etzem is not a chatas, so then the fact that the Torah calls it a chatas is a little bit strange. I mean, if you have a carbon that be'etzem isn't really a carbon chatas, the Torah calling it a chatas must be there to teach us something. What's it teaching me? Oh, it's teaching me that Shalol Lishma is going to be pasul, that it's treated like a chatas in that level. But within the world of chatas, it's not strange that the Torah calls things a chatas. So chatas of Shmiyas Kol is a unique category of chatas, and we need a special drasha to teach me that such a chatas Shalol Lishma is going to be pasul. But over here, just the fact that a minchas chote is called a chatas is enough. Just that alone is enough. Okay, now we also just mentioned the concept of Moser. Like I said, in the second parak of Masechta Shkalim, the Mishnah delineates what you do with the Moser of various Karbanos. Moser Shkalim is Chulin, Moser Asira Se'efa, Moser Kinei Zavin, Kinei Zavos, Kinei Yoldos, Chados, Shamos, they're all Nedava. So the Mishnah gives various rules for what you do with the Moser. Moser means there are two ways something can become Moser. Either you set aside money to bring a certain carbon, and you bought carbon with that money, but you then have extra money left over, and that was how Rashi explained over here. The other way of Moser is if you're mafresh two carbonos, because you're afraid, you mafresh two animals for one chiyuv, because you're afraid one might get lost, or one gets lost, so you mafresh another one, so the leftover one that's extra, that's called Moser. So each moser of each carbon has its own din. So moser chatos v'ashamos, the Mishnah tells us that mosar nedava, that is halacha l'moshe misinai. However, the halacha l'moshe misinai doesn't tell us what kind of nedava to bring with it. So the Gemara says that Yoyada HaKohen came and he darshined Asham hu Asham LaShem, that kol shabam mishum chatos mishum lach Asham yilakach bo olos, that anything that is brought as a chatos or an Asham, the moser of that you bring a carbon ola, not just any nedava, but dafka carbon ola, and habasal Hashem va'or lekohanim, the basar goes burnt on the mizbeach, and the or of such carbon goes to kohanim. So most of the Rishonim understand that without the drasha of Yoyada HaKohen, so we would have known anyway to bring a carbon ola. That's all part of the halacha l'moshe misinai. We just would not have known that the or goes to the kohanim. That's what the drasha of Yoyada HaKohen is coming to add. That's the way most of the Rishonim understand. However, the Brisker Rav points out that he thinks, based on the Rambam, that the mitzad halacha l'moshe misinai, we would not have even known to bring a carbon ola. The halacha l'moshe misinai actually identifies which carbon to bring with the Mosar, whether that it should be a carbon ola. That is important for the following reason. We said that Minchas Knaos is Mosara Nedava, that the Minchas Knaos, the leftover funds are brought as a Nedava. That's what we learned from Chatas, that Minchas Knaos, from the Avon, the link to Chatas, the Mosara Nedava. So what's strange is, and this is where the Brisker Rav gets his diuk, is that the Rambam doesn't bring that din. He doesn't quote that din, that Minchas Knaos is Mosara Nedava. He does bring that halacha regarding a Minchas Chote. And he writes that the money of a Minchas Chote, if you set aside money of a Minchas Chote, and you bring your Mincha, and you have leftover money, so what does he say? Yavi Behem Minchas Nedava. But he never says to bring an Ola, like the Moser Chatas. He just says, Minchas Nedava. You bring a Minchas Nedava. And that's unusual, that's strange. Why by the Minchas Chote would the Rambam say that the leftover funds are brought as a Minchas Nedava and not like any other Moser Chatos funds, which would be brought as an Olas Nedava? So the Achronim wonder about that. So says the Brisker Rav, that the Rambam must hold that there are tzvei dinim over here. Halacha, from the halacha of Moshe Mitzrayim, we learn you with the mosar, you bring whatever carbon you want, whichever carbon you'd like to bring as a nedava. It's only because of the drash of Yahoyada HaKohen that we learn that you dafka have to bring a carbon ola. So the Rambam holds like this, that a minchas chote is like a carbon chatos, only in regards to Mosara Nedava, only in regards to the fact that the leftover money is more than Nedava, meaning the Halacha L'Moshe Mitzrayim din, not Legabe the Drash of Yoyada HaKohen, that you have to dafka bring a Karban Ola, right? That's how the Rambam breaks up the Halacha L'Moshe Mitzrayim and the Drash. That's where the Brisk Rav is Medayik from, that there must be two separate dinim in play over here. So from the Halacha L'Moshe Mitzrayim, you only know that you bring an adava. It's mitzad the medrash of Yoyada HaKohen that we know to bring an ola, and therefore the minchas chote, the Rambam is going to say, we only compare to the halacha l'Moshe Mitzrayim. We only link to chatas in regards to the halacha l'Moshe Mitzrayim, not in regards to what type of nedava to bring. So in regards to minchas knaos, says the Brisk Rav, we can suggest that the Rambam would be moda to Rashi that it has to be a nidvas ola, not nidvas mincha. Why? Because the Rambam holds that a mosa minchas chote, you bring a minchas nedava, because we don't totally compare a minchas chote to a carbon chatas. But that's only by minchas chote, which is only compared to a carbon chatas because chatas karya rachmana, because the Torah calls it by Hashem chatas. But a minchas knaos is a much stronger drasha. Why do we say a minchas knaos is treated like a chatas? We have a gzeirah shava, avon avon. A gzeirah shava is a much stronger limud. Ein gzeirah shava lemechza. If you're going to make a gzeirah shava, you link the two parshios completely. So if that's the case, so just like by a chatas, we know the entire din is not just mosar and nedava, but olas nedava. So too, by minchas knaos, which we have a gzeirah shava to link it to a chatas, the mosar is going to be for olas nedava. That's how the Brisk Rav understands the shitas Rambam. Fine. Says the Gemara Viter. So at this point we said we had a good explanation why the two exceptions to the idea that a mincha shlo l'shma is kasher are minchas chote and minchas knaos, which are not kasher. Minchas chote because the Torah calls it a chatos. Minchas knaos because we have a gzeir shavav, avon avon, to learn from chatos, and that's why each one is going to be pasul shlo l'shma. So frek the Gemara. Wait a second. According to this second the gzeir shavav we just made to link minchas knaos to chatos, so then you're going to tell me anytime it says the word avon in relation to a karban, the Allah is going to be that if it's brought shalol l'shma, it's pasul. So elameata asham yehi pasul shalol l'shma d'gamar avon avon mechatas. Then a carbon asham that's brought shalol l'shma should also be pasul, because the term avon appears by carbon asham as well. Says the Gemara, no, it doesn't. Danin avon me avon ve'in danin avono me avon. By carbon asham it says v'lo yadava asham v'nasa avono. It does not say the word avon. Had it said the word avon in achinami, you would be able to learn from chatas. But this is a different word entirely. Says the Gemara, really? Different word entirely? Avon, avono? Not so far off. My nafkamina, vahatan de Rabbi Shmuel, vishava kohen, uva kohen, zui shiva zui bia. There are words that are way more off from each other, much greater discrepancy between words, where we will learn exer shava. Shava kohen, baha kohen. Those words don't even sound alike, but they mean the same thing. And since they mean the same thing, it means the kohen goes into the house in regards to tzras. Since they mean the same thing, so we are able to learn gzeirah shava. So avon avono is not at least as similar as v'shava kohen and uvaha kohen. You're going to tell me you can't learn such a gzeirah shava? Va'on, and even furthermore, ligmar avono avono me avon d'shmias hakol. There is one type of carbon chatas where the word avono does appear. So granted, by asham it only says avono, it doesn't say avon, but you could have made a gzeirah shava to link asham to chatas using the word avono. D'chsivim lo yagid v'nasa avono. So how can you tell me that asham should not be included in that gzeirah shava because it has the term avono? That's not a big enough discrepancy in terminology, and B, there's a word avono in regards to chatas as well. So if your source of learning that minchas knaos is pasul shalol shema, is from the word avon, you should also say that an asham is pasul shalol shema, and that we know is not the halacha, because the first Mishnah Masechet Zvachim told told us otherwise. So Ella, we need a Ella Kigamri Gzereshava Lemosin Adavahu Degamri. So the Gzereshava Avon Avon must be a very limited Gzereshava. Must be only coming to teach me that the leftover funds are used for a Nedava, but it's not coming to teach me that if it's done Shalol Lishma, it's a Pasul Karban. Unless you say, well, you can't do that to a Gzereshava, you're not allowed to cut up a Gzereshava. Gali Rachmana Gabechatos Veshachat Osal Lechatos Osal Lishma Ksherishol. Well, there's a special drasha by Karban Chatos that tells us that that the din of Shalol Lishma being pasul is unique to Karban Chatos and should not apply to other karbanos. So yes, you can learn the Gzeres Shava Lemechza, because the part of the Gzeres Shava that you want to use to teach me that Shalol Lishma is going to be pasul by other karbanos is countered by a drasha explicitly by Chatos that limits the din of Shalol Lishma pasul to Karban Chatos alone. So where does this leave us right now? It leaves us back at the drawing board. We started off wanting to know, how do I know Minchas Kena'us Shalol Lishma is puzzle? We thought it's a Gzeres Shava Avon Avon Michatos, but we rejected that now. So now we're back trying to figure out, how do I know Minchas Kena'us Shalol Lishma is puzzle? Now, at this point, we had still, in regards to Minchas Chote, it doesn't seem we rejected that drasha. Minchas Chote Shalol Lishma is puzzle. We said, because Chatos Kari Rachmana, the Torah calls it a Chatos. It doesn't sound like we rejected that, but we rejected the drasha of Avon Avon in regards to the Minchas Kena'os, which makes the Gemara's next question a little bit strange, because if I was asking the next question, my question would be, okay, so how do I know Minchas Kena'os Shalol Lishma is pasul? However, what does the Gemara say? Ela Minchas Chote U Minchas Kena'os Dipsul and Shalol Lishma Minalan. How do I know Minchas Chote and the Minchas Kena'os are pasul Shalol Lishma? Well, that's very different. Why is it asking again about the Minchas Chote? The Minchas Chote we already explained, because Chatos Kariya Rachmana. So that's what the Achronim talk about. The Chak Nasan says, when the Gemara mentions the words Minchas Chote together with Minchas Kena'os, it's really Lav Dafka, because the Minchas Chote we already know from the fact that Chatos Kariya Rachmana. It's just that because in the Maskanas HaGemara, the answer we give for Minchas Kena'os is going to be so good that it's even going to work for Minchas Chote, so we include Minchas Chote as part of the question also, even though Minchas Chote is not a problematic area for us right now. We just Shigra Delishna included as part of the question. However, there are some Mefarshim that understand differently. The Shidduch Betzos and also Yudchas Keren Ora, they point out that the Gemara must be Choser from that which it said, Chatos Kariya Rachmana. Now Minchas Chote, we learned that Shalol Lishma's Pasul, because Chatos Kariya Rachmana. Because once the Gemara brings Osa, the drush of Osa by Chatos, what does that tell us? That drush of Osa overpowers a counter drasha. The drasha of Osa by Chatos tells me, where do you have a din of Shalol Lishma being pasul? By Chatos. Nowhere else. So that must overpower the drasha of Chatos Kariya Rachmana. That's what that's what some of the Achronim suggest. And therefore the Gemara says, okay, well, once that drasha of Osa is so powerful, now how do we know both the Minchas Chote and the Minchas Kena'os Shalol Lishma is pasul? So says the Gemara, you have to think Svara. Chatos Taimamai. Why is it that by Chatos, that when it's Shalol Lishma it's pasul? Mishum Dechsiv Bahi. Not Svara, but you have to go back to the root of it, because the Torah used the term He. Hachanami Haksiv He. Over here also the term he is used to say that it has to be for what it's initially intended for, and if it's not used in that way, it's going to be puzzle, and that's going to explain Minchas Kena'os and Minchas Chatos. Frek the Gemara, oh yeah, well then Asham Nami Yaksivba, who? By Asham also it says who, and by Asham, no one's going to say that an Asham Shalol Lishma is puzzle. So, who la'achrak tarasei murinu duksiv, says the Gemara, that term who, in regards to the Karban Asham, is only mentioned after it mentions the requirement to be maktu de emurin. Kedetani aval asham lo nemar bo hu elo li achar haktaras emurin hu atzmo shlo huktu remurav kasher. But haktaras emurin is not such a critical part of the carbon asham procedure, to the extent that even if you don't do it at all, still the carbon is going to be kasher, and therefore hu cannot be coming to teach me something fundamental about the kashrus of the korban, about the requirement of bringing lishma, because it's mentioned in the context of something that we know is not fundamental in the kiyum of the korban. So the word hu by korban asher must be there for a different reason. So basically what we're saying now is, the word he or hu in regards to korban chatas, in regards to minchas chote, in regards to minchas kanaos, is there to teach me that shalol lishma is possible. The word hu by asham must be teaching me something else. What's it coming to teach me? Velu hu lamali lichdrav hu namarav asham shenita klariya v'shachto stam kashul l'shum ola, that if you have an asham that was set aside to graze and develop a mum, and then you shecht it stam, it's kashur as an ola. Nitak in, lo nitak lo, and it's only if it was dafka set aside for that purpose, if it wasn't declared for that purpose to go and graze and develop a mum, then it would not be kashur for an ola. Amar kra, how do I know that? Hu, bavyaso yehei, that I know from the word hu. What's this idea of asham shenita klariya? So this is based on, there are five different ways that a carbon asham is going to be, it's going to be paskind, that it has to go and graze until it develops a mum. A tmuras asham, B a vlad asham, or continue, you know, grandchild, the great grandchild, whatever, of the asham. C an asham sha'avra shnaso, that's aged out. D an asham shemesu bailav, where the owner has died. And E, finally, the fifth one is asham shenischapru bailav ba'asham acher, an asham that the bailam already got a kapara with another asham. So from Halacha Moshe Misinai, we learn that any time a korban chatas would have to die, an asham grazes until it develops a mum. That's the rule. In all these five situations, if they happen to a korban chatas, the chatas would die. So by the asham, the din is it grazes until it develops a mum. Rabbi Lezer is chalek. He thinks that an asham is also left to die, but whatever. That's the pashut. That's the das rov hatanaim. So that is an asham that's yira ad shiyustayiv. Now this idea of nitak l'ri'iya is also a discussion. Rashi over here says nitak l'ri'iya means that they've already given it to a shepherd to let it go graze. That's what it means, nitak, that it's been already been separated and given to somebody to bring it out to graze. However, in Maseches Zvachim, in Dafhem Beis, Rashi says a little bit differently. Maseches Zvachim, Rashi says nitak l'ri'iya means based in paskind on it, that it should go and graze, but not that it's actually already been given over to graze. Okay, two possibilities that Rashi raises. Also, there's a well-known machlok, I don't know how well-known, but there's a machlokas Rishonim, appears on the daf here, so it's kedai to mention, Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, whether the chiyuv of nituk is a chiyuv min haTorah, or it's only a takanas chachamim. Rashi holds that it's a din min haTorah, and therefore he says the pasuk who comes to teach us that only if you were menatek it l'ri'iya, can it be brought as a carbon ola stam without being oker the shame. Whereas Rabbeinu Tam holds that mitzad alach l'moshe mis Sinai in Asham, after the Bailam already achieved Kapara with another carbon, it itself can be brought as a carbon Ola. It's just that the Chachamim made a Gzeira where they said that it has to go and be set out to graze. But that's all a din midrabana, not a din midaraisa. That's the Machlokas Rashi Rabbeinu Tam. The compromise opinion, sort of, is the Ramban and the Ritva, where they say it's a Machlokas in Sugyas, that the Gemara in Zvachim and the Gemara in Psachim and the Gemara in Shavuos holds that between those three sugyas. The Gemara in Zvachim holds that the chiyuv of nitak l'ri'iya is a din d'oraisa. Gemara in Pesachim and Shavuos holds that it's only a chiyuv midrabanan. That's the compromise approach. Fine. Says the Gemara Vayter. Amar Rav. Minchas ha'omer shekamtza shalol l'shma psula hol basala hati v'lo atira. The Gemara basically says, Rav basically says, although our Mishnah says that all karbanos mincha that are brought shalol l'shma are kasher, except for two, the minchas chote and minchas kanaos, there are really more exceptions. There are really other karbanos mincha that also, when they're brought shalol l'shma, are pasul. Namely, the minchas ha'omer. Minchas ha'omer is a karban tzibur brought on behalf of all the Klal Yisrael on the second day of Pesach, and that is matir the tvua chadasha. That's a very critical mincha. We know the din, as we just mentioned yesterday, shalosh shuras. Karban mincha cannot be brought. The Gemara is going to say in Kuf Dalet, and Daf Kuf Dalet, in 100 days from now, that a karban mincha cannot be brought b'shutfus. But we do have the concept of a minchas ha'tzibur, because there is a fundamental difference between between a carbon sibur and a carbon ashutfin. A carbon ashutfin is several people together who own the carbon. Carbon sibur is the sibur as a unit owning the carbon. As we pointed out last night, B'shem Rabbi Rudinsky, he explains that a carbon ashutfus is Reuven's shaychus with Shimon is the carbon. Because they are bringing this carbon together, that's what creates the shaychus. Carbon sibur is that the tzibur is able to bring this carbon together because they are already shaykh to each other. That the tzibur as a unit is connected, and therefore they're able to bring carbon. So you do have a carbon mincha brought as a carbon sibur. So mincha sa'omer that's done shalol l'shma is possible. Why? Because a mincha sa'omer has a specific purpose, and that is be matir the new grain. By other kabbalas mincha, you could say, okay, it's not olal l'bailum shem chav, it doesn't do what it was meant to do, it's still a kasher carbon. By a mincha sa'omer, if it doesn't do what it's meant to do, it has no meaning whatsoever. It's meant to be matir the new grain. If it's not matir the new grain, forget it, it's worthless. V'cheina ta'omer ba'ashem nazir, ba'ashem etzara. And you could say the same thing by certain types of animal kabbalas as well. By an ashem nazir, and an ashem etzara. How so? What do we say by an ashem nazir and ashem etzara? She'shachtan shalol shman psulin. Maybe if you shach them shalol shma, they're puzzle, even though Ashem Nazir and Ashem Etzara are not mentioned in the first mission in Zvachim as exceptions to the rule by Zvachim that are shechted shalol shma. Because again, the first mission in Zvachim said kabana shechted shalol shma are kasher, they're just not al b'al m'shem chava, with a couple of exceptions, but it never mentioned these exceptions of Ashem Etzara and Ashem Nazir. So, but it stands to reason, according to Rav, they also should be puzzle. Why? Ho l'bo l'hachshir, their sole purpose is to come and be machshir, and if they don't work lebayim l'shem chava, they're not machshir, so they're robbed of all value. V'lo machshiru, they weren't machshir anything. Mela, they're absolutely worthless. Okay, says the Gemara Tana, and the Mishnah says, the first Mishnah, our Masechta said, Kala menachah shenikmasu shaloshman ksheros, el shalol l'bayil mishum chova, that any mincha that's brought shalol l'shma is kosher, except it's not all l'bayil mishum chova, chutz, with the only exceptions being, minchas choteu, minchas knaos. That's what the Mishnah said. But if you, Rav, are correct, there should have been a third exception on the list, v'im isa l'sinami chutz mi minchas ha'omer, it should have mentioned minchas ha'omer as well. So the Gemara has three possible answers. Number one, ki katani ba yachad ba tzibur lo katani. Maybe the Mishnah is only talking about kabanos ha-yachad, we're not talking about kabanos ha-tzibur. Minchas omer is a carbon ha-tzibur, and therefore it doesn't make the list, although the halacha is true that it's going to be possible if it's shalol shema. Answer number two, ki tani ba'a beglal atzma, ba'a beglal zevach lo katani. Maybe we're only mentioning those kabanos mincha that are brought on their own, but a mincha that's brought together with a zevach doesn't get mentioned, and the minchas ha-omer is brought together with a keves, with a sheep, as the pasuk says, v'yasisim b'yom ha-nifchem es ha-omer, and it tells us what to bring. It tells you to go and bring a sheep. Keves tam ben shnasa la'ola la'ashem. So since it's brought together with a sheep, maybe we're not mentioning those kinds of karbonos mincha in our Mishnah. Answer number three, ki katani hanach shein kavul en zman, had kavul en zman lo katani. Maybe we're only mentioning those minachos that don't have a set time, a set date that you must bring them. The mincha sa'omer has a set date that you must bring it. Mincha sa'omer l'chaura is mitzvei shazman grama, but it's a chiv on the tzibur, so it's on behalf of all the klal Yisrael. There's no such din of women being patur. What that's interesting though is there is a Ramban in Maseches Kiddushin that when he talks about mitzvei she'ein hazman grama, mitzvei that are not time bound, mentions svira sa'omer. Samche ayin and abbreviation mentions svira sa'omer. So the achronim have a hard time figuring out why would svira sa'omer not be a mitzvei shazman grama. It's, after all, isn't it clearly bound by Zman? So one of the Achronim suggests, no, the Sfiras HaOmer starts as a function of the Karban Minchas HaOmer. When the Minchas HaOmer is brought, that's when Sfiras HaOmer starts. It's a function of the Karban, not a function of the Zman. The Karban, though, our Gemara says, is clearly a function of the Zman. So that's the question. When something is a function of something else, which clearly itself is a function of the Zman, which we call that Mitzvei Shazman Grama. Nafkamina, Kiddush Levana. It's the Levana, it's the new Levana that makes the requirement of Kiddush Levana. It's not a Zman, but the new Levana comes at the same Zman every month, in the same basic time frame every single month. So are you going to say that that's Zman Grama, or is that not Zman Grama? That's the issue, that's Rosh Shlomo Kluger's Ha'ara in Hilchos Kiddush Levana, and Tav Chavav in Shulchan Aruch, in the bottom of Shulchan Aruch Aruch Chaim. Yeah, there is the wild card sheet, I think they say, from the Divrei Malkiel, that Samach Hayayin really stands for Seder HaAvoda. And the Ramban never meant to say that Sfiras HaOmer is the exception. Yeah, but in our Rambans, it doesn't say Samech Hayayin. It says Sfiras HaOmer. So that's really a lot of conjecture. So it must be in the old Rambans, it said Samech Hayayin. It must be that that means Seder Avoda. Okay, yeah, it's a difficult difficult shita. Says the Gemara, Amar Mar, V'chena Ta'amar Basham Nazir Basham Etzara Shishachtan Shalol Lishman Psulim Holbol Lahachshi V'loch Shiro. What did we just say? That according to Rav, when a Karban is meant to come and be Matir or Machshir or something like that, and it doesn't accomplish its purpose, well then it's totally puzzle. So the Ashim Nazir and Ashim Etzara, which are there to be Machshir, are going to be totally invalid if they're brought Shalol Lishma. Well, how do you make that shtim with the first Mishnah Maseches Zvachim? Tanan, it says in the first Mishnah Zvachim, Kol HaZvachim Shachnu Shalol Lishma K'sherin El Shalol Ba'am Shum Chova. All Zvachim that are brought Shalol Lishma are kosher, it's just that they're not Shalol Ba'am Shum Chova. Only two exceptions, Chutz V'Pesach V'Chatas. But Vim Isav, you are correct. Listen, Nami Chutz Mi'Hashem Nazir Hashem Etzara, Dabal Lachshiv Lachshiro. Why don't we mention Hashem Nazir Hashem Etzara, that also are not totally possible when they're Shalol Lishma? So answers Gemara, Kivin Di'ika Hashem Gzelos V'Hashem Mi'ilos De L'Kaparo Asu Lo Psikalei. We don't want to start mentioning Karbanos Hashem, because there are other types of Karban Hashem that when they're brought Shalol Lishma are kasher, and therefore we don't want to bring in Karban Hashem, because Karban Hashem doesn't have an ironclad set rule for all ashamos, so we leave out carbon asham. Maishna asham nazir asham etzora debol lahachshir v'loch shiru hani nami bol lekapara v'loch kipru. So frak the Gemara. Well, wait a second. Why should asham nazir asham etzora be any different than all the other carbonos? Asham nazir asham etzora, their function is to be machshir, and if they're not machshir, you're going to say it's possible when it's done shalol l'shma. Well, aren't the other carbonos bol lechaper? And therefore, if they're not going to be mechaper for the bailim, shouldn't we say that it hasn't done, it hasn't accomplished what it set out to do, and therefore is possible? Some Rabbi Yirmiya, Matzinu shechilik hakasav bein mechaperim ubein machshirin. No, we find that there actually is a difference between kapara and being machshir, between someone being mechaper and someone being machshir. Mechaperin isbuhu da'asu la'achar misa. Karbonos that come to be mechaper sometimes are even brought la'achar misa. What does that tell you? La'achar misa, the misa was already mechaper. Why would you bring a karbon that comes to be mechaper la'achar misa? It tells you that absent the kapara, there's still value in that karbon. And therefore, a karbon that's brought l'shem kapara, even if it's not olo l'bailim l'shem chovet, so it's not actually working for the kapara of the bailim, is still going to have validity to it, because you see that it has independent value aside from the kapara, because we find that mechaperin can even be brought after the misas habailim. Machshirin lesbu da'asu l'achar misa, but there's never a case of a carbon that comes to be machshir that's brought after the misa of the bailim. Where do we see this discrepancy? Ditnan, because we have a Mishnah, Meseches Kinim, Ha'isha Sheviya Chatas u'meisa, a woman brings her carbon chatas and then she dies. A woman who has a baby has to bring a carbon chatas and a carbon ola. She brings her carbon chatas, then she dies. Yaviu yarshin olasa, her yarshim go and bring her carbon ola. So what do you see? The ola is a mechaper in regards to an isha, and therefore we do bring the mechaper. But ola so mesa, let's say she brought a carbon ola and she died, lo yaviu yarshim chatasa. The yarshim will not go ahead and bring her carbon chatas. The chatas is a machshir for the isha. So the machshirin are not nikrav after if it's not going to be able to be machshir what it came to be machshir. So that's a fundamental difference between mechaprim and machshirin. The Rishonim Maseches Kiddushin discuss this halacha that the Mishnah mentions in Kinim, and they wonder why it only says it legabe yoledes. The truth is, l'chora, the same halacha should apply for anyone who's chayiv both an ola and a chatas, a zav, a mitzora, anyone like that. Why does the Tana only mention yoledes? So some of the Rishonim say, well, it just picks one example, but in a chinami it could have been any example of someone who's chayiv an ola and a chatas, that if you bring one and then the bailim dies, so the din of that if you brought the chatas, you would bring the ola, but if you brought the ola, you would not bring the chatas. That would apply to any of them. However, the Pnei Yeshua says differently. He says the reason we said dafka bayoledes is because all other olos, it's more pashut that the yorshim are going to bring the ola le'achar misas marisham, after the misa of the person who is morished to them, because the carbon ola is mechaper for the yorshim itself. The Gemara in Zvachim says the ola was supposed to be mechaper for the bailim. Bailim's gone, so mekufya, it transfers over, and the kapara will work for the yarshim as well. But by yoledes, How can you say that it's mechaper for the Yarshim Mekufya? What do you mean? The Yarshim were not molded a child. Meaning by an Ola, a general Ola, so you say, okay, it's mechaper for whatever, for Mitzvah Saseh, for Hirurim, whatever it's mechaper for, that applies to the Yarshim also. They also violated Mitzvah Saseh at some point. They also had Hirurim at some point. But for Yoledas, there's a strong svar to say that there's no point whatsoever in the Yarshim going and bringing it. So that's why the Mishnah Dafka wants to highlight, says the Pnei Yeshua, that even by Yoledas, this halacha is going to be true. From this Pnei Yeshua, it's clear that only an Ola is mechaper for the Yarshim. That's mechaper for the Yarshim is brought lachar Mises Bailim. But Lu Yitzur, if you had an Ola that didn't have any Yarshim and didn't have anyone to be mechaper for, then it wouldn't be brought lachar Mises Bailim. Okay, but either way, let's stop there. Mirtz Hashem will pick up from Maskif Rabbi Yehuda tomorrow.